This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the third hour of this live Sunday edition. Live from Acapulco, Mexico. Day number four of a series of live broadcasts that we're doing here, Mark, you and I. And we're going to continue doing them through the Tuesday night show. And then Wednesday we'll go back to live from Keene, New Hampshire with our crew that'll be in there and our studios in LRN.FM studios. And then on Thursday we will be, because that Wednesday we're actually going to be going to the hotel, getting things set up for the broadcast from Anarchapulco, which kicks off Thursday and runs through Sunday. So it's going to be a busy week, and we had a nice day today in Acapulco, spending time with Tatiana Moroz and Mark and family, and everybody went out to basically a beach on an island, essentially.
La Roqueta.
So you can still join us here. I'm pretty sure there are tickets available.
Really great tacos. You got to talk about the tacos.
Well, the tacos, actually, we got back on the mainland.
Right.
And what was that? Zocalo? Where was it?
The Zocalo.
Zocalo.
Which is the downtown square, basically. Mm-hmm. And they've got a whole bunch of vendors there, and you found this taco.
Laura found them, actually. She pointed them out, and they smelled very good, and they were very, very cheap. 40 pesos, which right now is just above $2.
Yeah, $2.20 for 5 tacos.
Yeah. I mean, they're not humongous tacos or anything like that, but it's a decent, you know.
The toppings made it all worth
meal.
It.
Yeah, absolutely.
They were good.
Yeah, they really were. So, and then, you know, they were so good, I'm like, yeah, I'll take 5 more, just because they're so cheap and so good. So you can come out here. It's still not too late to join Anarchapulco. Go to anarchapulco.com. You can use code FTL. Get your tickets there at a discount. So, Mark, we started the show out tonight with continuing a story, actually, from Saturday, just because you thought it was so important to really go through this list of these Democrat proposals for the so-called New Green Deal, or wait, Green New Deal. That's what it was. And just basically ridiculous giveaways, free jobs. What was it? Free food? Free
fresh
food?
Is anyone taking this seriously?
It's hard to imagine, but I imagine some people do.
Absolutely. These people are running for president.
Free college education. That's what I was, when he was reading these things off, I'm like, are you for real? They're actually saying they want to give free fresh food, free housing, free college.
They want to stop air travel.
Free jobs, stop air travel, get rid of cars, or get rid of the combustion engine,
yeah.
Get rid of fossil fuels. I mean, just this whole laundry list of just insanity. So Donald Trump, who, you know, I did not vote for, just to be clear, and wasn't necessarily a fan of his back in 2016, the guy has been growing on me. He just doesn't care what people think. He's been upsetting his conservative base with a recent statement about how he wants to see more immigration into the United States.
Legal immigration, yeah.
Right, legal, but, you know, still saying he wants more immigration, which is making his supporters mad, because the truth is they don't want immigration. They're not in favor of so-called legal immigration. They're xenophobes who are completely against people coming here. And
certainly not all of them, right, or anything, but a lot of the lip service that was paid on this show was, I'm all for immigration as long as it's legal immigration.
These are what the callers.
And then
say,
he says, let's increase legal immigration, and then
yeah,
you know, they come bananas.
Right. Yeah, the InfoWars, which is, you know, an organization that supported Trump as he was running, has, you know, turned against him. They've called him out over this issue, and apparently, and that was something that he said during his State of the Union address. Mark, was the statement about wanting to see the largest amount of legal immigration into the United States in its history. Which is a big thing.
It's,
you know,
a big thing to say. There were times when immigration was heavy into the United States.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I hope, like we said, we don't know what his plan is. I mean, I'm hoping it involves making legal immigration easier, because anything that makes the bureaucracy lesser, that makes the hoop jumping easier, is something that I support. But then, according to TheHill.com, he said something else pretty interesting in that State of the Union address. Headline here, Trump divides Democrats with warning of creeping socialism. President Trump hadn't had much success dividing Democrats until he found a word that would provoke very different responses from different members of the party during his State of the Union address, socialism. Trump's warning of creeping socialism in the United States, deftly mentioned after a section of the speech on the unfolding political crisis in Venezuela, created an immediate public split among Democrats that was caught on live television. They then named some names like Chuck Schumer and some others who were among lawmakers who stood with Republicans to applaud Trump when he pledged that the United States would never slide into socialism, while others like Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Cortez and others who would, you know, be happy to be labeled as a socialist, they stayed seated. So here's what Trump actually said in his speech.
Here in the United States, we are alarmed by the new calls to adopt socialism in our country. America was founded on liberty and independence, and not government coercion, domination, and control. We are born.
That is a pretty libertarian sounding statement. I mean, acknowledging the coercion of the government. Now, obviously, he's not doing anything to reduce it, so I'm not claiming that, you know, that he's some wonderful benefactor or anything like that. But the statement itself is a just a rock-solid libertarian-sounding statement. Right,
libertarians
there.
Love to quote Reagan, and he didn't exactly shrink the government
no.
under his tenure either.
Yeah, no doubt about it. There's a little more.
Born free, and we will stay free. America will never be a socialist country.
Well, it's, you know, he's just trying to, you know, say his piece and get reactions, and he's getting reactions. There's no doubt about it. And so I just thought it was an interesting statement because, Mark, you said on the air the other day that you think Trump is the most libertarian president that we've had in your lifetime.
Right. I mean, I say it with a certain level of angst. You know, I mean, I didn't vote for this guy and wasn't on board. But, you know, he seems he's either a genius or a buffoon, and I'm not entirely sure which.
I'm starting to think he's a secret genius.
I understand the point that you're making.
At least he's entertaining.
He's
definitely
entertaining.
The most fun, and he seems like something is going to change because he's so out of control. You know,
he's
just wiling out,
yes.
Saying all sorts of stuff, you know, and I like it. I think it's a good time, better than other presidents, still an evil overlord, but
sure.
Maybe a little bit more of a wild card, which is exciting. And maybe he's listening right now and he's thinking, maybe I should free Ross to win over the Free Talk Live crowd. And if he's willing to do that, he might get some more fans.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. You can have my vote if you free Ross Ulbricht. Yep.
he might end up with my vote anyway if the Libertarians put forth another garbage candidate.
Did you guys vote for the Libertarian? I mean, I don't know.
I voted for Gerald W. Perry.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
I voted
that's
for
a good
Gary
call.
Johnson.
Okay, I didn't vote this year, or this last
2016?
Round.
Yep.
Yeah, in 2016, I kind of stopped caring about voting. When I saw what happened with Ron Paul, and I saw how, you know, all the delegates walked out of the RNC, and how it wasn't covered in the media, and how they changed their own laws within their own party, and then, of course, what happened with Bernie Sanders and Clinton, I don't know, I don't take voting seriously, but maybe the next one, I'll give it a shot. I don't know if it does anything.
It shouldn't be taken seriously because it doesn't do anything of any import, right?
Well, it's like, mathematically insignificant. Yeah. Your vote,
whether you show up or not, won't make it.
For president especially, hasn't changed anything ever. There's nobody listening to my voice who can say, my vote for president made a difference in such and such a year.
Well, collectively, it would make a difference, though, don't you think?
Sure.
I mean, if everybody did.
But I don't vote collectively.
Okay.
I only vote individually. I go in, I get one ballot, and I vote. And yeah, I mean, the vote results in something, but not my vote. You know, it never has and never will. It's not to say that I've never voted for the guy who won, but even so, the guy who won won by more than one vote, so my vote wasn't meaningful. And that's all I'm saying is that, you know, if you choose not to vote, it's fine.
No biggie.
If you choose to vote, fine. Don't get all worked up about it because your vote doesn't particularly matter. I'll tell you what does matter, though. Well, not matter. I'll tell you what is much more meaningful than a vote. A call to your Congress critter.
Hmm.
You know, you pick up the phone and you call your
they
Congress
don't care
critter.
What you think.
Maybe they do, maybe they don't. It's more meaningful than a vote.
Maybe. And that ain't saying much.
It isn't saying much. Okay. It's saying that it is more meaningful than something that is insignificant.
You might get a form letter back. Because you don't actually get to speak with the Congress critter. You speak with one of their assistants.
I'm only saying it's more meaningful.
Yeah, and somebody tells them that you called. I mean,
reportedly. That's the claim.
I mean, if a bunch of people call, they're going to find out much more so than with a vote.
We're coming up here in moments. It is Free Talk Live.
Smart Cash is a peer-to-peer digital currency that is fast, secure, and easy to use. Smart Cash is building a foundation that can support daily transactions for people everywhere. One feature that sets Smart Cash apart is the Smart Hive governance model and how the community can vote to fund the best projects with block rewards stored in the Smart Hive project treasury. Unlike other cryptocurrencies with voting systems, Smart Cash allows everyone to participate. One smart equals one vote. Learn more at smartcash.cc.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
There are basically two types of advertising, direct response and branding. Radio's great for direct response with its low cost-to-listener ratio, but audio can't be beat for branding, which is a longer-term endeavor. You want to be the first thing that someone thinks of when they think about your product or service. If you have a local business that you want kept top of mind in your community, call the station. If you need national reach, Free Talk Live's got around 200 radio stations, millions of monthly listening sessions, can suit all budgets, and if we don't think we're right for you, we'll tell you. Email me, mark at freetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. over at discord.lrn.fm. In fact, that's where we're going to be going here shortly. And want to remind you about the cool features on our website over at freetalklive.com. Subscribe to our podcast. You can do that at feeds.freetalklive.com. There's different links. If you want to subscribe to the full podcast, you'll get full episodes of Free Talk Live, which are, you know, 2 hours a night, 7 nights a week. It's a lot to take in. You can also, the full feed has the full shows and the digests. There's also full shows only feed and a digest only feed. The digests are what are created by a listener of ours and a great supporter, Riley Blake, out in Utah, and he does them every single day. So if you want a shortened version of Free Talk Live, he does a 30 minute version. So you can subscribe to any one of those feeds over at feeds.freetalklive.com. Put it in your favorite podcatcher. That's feeds.freetalklive.com. Ian and Mark in our remote studio, basically outdoors here in Acapulco, with Tatiana Moroz joining us here for the final segment for her. You've got some production you've got to do for musical things coming up here. So Tatiana, thank you for joining us here tonight. We're going to the phones to start things out in this segment with Gene the Christian Anarchist on the line in Tennessee. Hello, Gene. You're on Discord.
Hello.
Hey there.
Hello. I'm actually in Dothan, Alabama tonight.
Oh, all right.
I'm on my way down to pick up my helicopter after some extensive maintenance.
Gotcha.
And a big fat bill.
Yeah, I can't imagine that's cheap.
But anyway, see, I'm kind of strange, as you guys know, having talked to me all these years. But I've got these two little antennae that stick up in the back of my head, and they start to vibrate whenever I hear something I think is either fake news or fake science.
Okay.
And Mark, I'm going to call you out on that methane farts thing.
Yep.
Yes. I looked it up because it didn't sound right to me that methane is going to be a big thing with cows, but not with pigs.
Yeah,
I checked online. Yeah, I looked it up. And no, it turns out that pigs have methane in their farts, too. And the thing that causes the methane is the type of food you eat. So I'm looking at answers.com anyway, as the first thing that came up. I started to search it. But anyway, it says the biggest things that create methane in the digestive tract of pretty much all mammals is either corn or beans. So if you feed the pigs corn or beans, you're probably going to get as much methane as you do out of cows.
Hmm.
So it's really, this is what I'm going to start coining this phrase, fake science, because most of this climate science is fake science. It's a bunch of BS. And to think that you're going to have a significant output of methane from cows and a non-significant output of methane from pigs, it didn't ring right with me. And then when I checked it, I found out it really isn't right.
Thanks for doing that checking on the claim.
Okay, so here from CBS News, cows burp major amounts of methane, a greenhouse gas that is dozens of times more potent than carbon dioxide. Their digestive system makes them produce considerably more methane than pigs, chickens, or turkeys do. This is according to some expert named Eschel. I'm only calling him an expert because CBS News quotes him. I don't know Eschel from anybody. The manure used to grow feed for cows also releases methane, as does their own bodily waste. So maybe I got it wrong. It's not the cow's farts, but quite possibly their burps, Gene.
Which is basically the same thing, farts, just coming out of different orifice.
Well, it's at the elevator.
Yeah, farts have methane in it, whether you're human, cow, or pig. It doesn't, you know, it's a part of flatulence. And maybe cows belch up some methane because they have four stomachs. That's unique to cows.
That's the idea.
But whatever methane they produce, it's actually a result of what they're eating, more so than the fact that they're cows. It comes from the beans and the corn and some other things as well, but those are the two major contributors to methane. But then if you look up in this same thing, it says how much methane is in the atmosphere. Methane has small concentration and is a byproduct of nature. So we're talking about a very small concentration of a gas that may or may not be increased slightly depending on what kind of meat you grow. But again, we're straining at a gnat to swallow and swallowing a camel. Because when methane is such a tiny percentage of the atmosphere, and you increase that tiny percentage by another tiny percentage, you're really talking about a lot of nothingness.
Yeah, this comes back to a statement that you've made a number of times on the air, Gene, and that is that your belief, and I tend to subscribe to this as well, is that humans are really nothing more than insignificant ants on the planet, and that the idea that we're going to have any kind of significant permanent damage to the Earth seems to fly in the face of reality.
Yeah, this Earth, if you believe the science, has existed for billions of years, and it's suffered a whole lot greater tragedies in the past than a little bit of methane.
You mean like volcanic explosions, things like that? Like there's all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not worried about the big rock that floats that circles the sun going away, mm-hmm. that humans aren't going to dissolve it into, like an ice cube. I'm more concerned as to whether or not they'll make it habitable for themselves. I mean, what we can see in nature is that there are plenty of species that produce, basically they produce enough waste and destroy their own environment to the point that they die off. That happens all the time.
And humans are no
different.
Nature is exterminating. I forget if you look in science, you'll find out how many species are disappearing every day. We're not doing all of that. We're doing a very tiny, small percentage of that. Nature has been executing species throughout eternity. That's why we have, if you believe in evolution, then that's the process of evolution, is one species exterminated, another one moves on in its place. So this whole idea that we have to be somehow responsible for all of these is ridiculous. We can't do that. We don't have that kind of power.
Yeah, only is it ridiculous, it's also ridiculous to believe that we could do something like tax people and somehow significantly change the way things are done. I mean, the idea of this green proposal that Mark was reading earlier to get rid of all fossil fuels, to get rid of all combustion engines. I mean, these are just pure fantasy, these proposals. Gene, thanks for the call tonight, as always. It's Gene the Christian Anarchist. You want to check him out? He's one of our regular chatters on the Discord chat room. So check it out over at discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. Tatiana Moroz has been joining us here, and you've got your show, a new show, Proof of Love, that's going to be starting up on Thursday. I think that's right. Yeah, Thursday the 14th. And it's going to be with you and Stephanie Murphy and another lady whose name I'm not
recalling. Lauren Kasovitz. She's a really good friend of mine. She also works with me at my company, Crypto Media Hub. So it's not only going to be for chicks, though.
Okay.
I want the guys to listen. They need to get insight into our hearts.
Proofoflovecast.com. Check her out. I'm sure we'll catch you again probably from Anarchapulco.
That's going to be really fun. Looking forward to it. Thanks for having me, guys.
Talk to you later. More coming up here in moments. We got a whole half hour left. Plenty of time for you if you want to join us. 855-450 Free Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight, because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Virginia's top three Democratic leaders are facing controversial allegations. Governor Ralph Northam vows to stay in office amid a scandal generated by a racist photo in his medical school yearbook.
Virginia also needs someone who is strong, who has empathy, who has courage and who has a moral compass. And that's why I'm not going anywhere.
Grotham spoke to CBS this morning. Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax is facing accusations of sexual assault. Attorney General Mark Herring admits to wearing blackface while he was in college in the 1980s. Virginia House Delegate Patrick Hope plans to introduce articles of impeachment on Monday following the two separate claims of sexual assault by the state's Democratic lieutenant governor. The bill would then have to be approved by the House, and then the Senate would hold a trial. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free to join us here. Our number, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We've also got the Discord on-air call-in lines for you over at discord.lrn.fm. And let's see here. I also want to say thanks to, I believe it was David LV, who is, we think that might stand for Las Vegas, but we don't know. That's
none of our business.
That's the name that he wanted us to say on the air, and that's what we're saying. David LV, who was, I'm sorry, I don't recall it. Mark, do you recall?
Silver Amplifier.
Silver, thank you. Silver Amplifier, who somebody who supports what we do here Live. $5 a month, that's what Silver is. That's all we ask. You can do more if you want, but you get the cool perquisites and the bennies for doing that, and it helps us get on more radio stations all around the country and bring new internet listeners on board. As you can hear, we are live, by the way. And
yeah, live in Acapulco.
Acapulco. People, this is the second car alarm in the last two
I'm
nights.
I'm not sure it's a car alarm. I think some people just...
You think somebody's just laying on their horn down there?
I think they just do that stuff.
Really?
Yeah. They, you know,
it's happening pretty consistently. I would say that's car alarm consistency.
Yeah, it's
right
pretty
there.
Consistent. You're right.
So anyway, we are here, and so check out the AMP program at ampamp.freetalklive.com, and that's where you can get signed up, and it helps us out when you do that. So, Mark, last night you and I were kind of getting into it after we got off the air. You are... You know, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm going to hear anyway, and you can correct me if
that's
I'm wrong.
That's your job, right?
You are...
Pollyannish? No, that's you.
You are...
bullheaded?
You're jaded about the liberty movement in general.
Yeah.
You're burned out.
I don't like that terminology.
I know you don't like that term. Somebody who's burned out would not like to be called that in most cases, yep. But especially if they, you know, don't fancy themselves as that. That's just my interpretation here. Jaded, you will accept jaded?
I am jaded.
You'll accept. Okay, well, let's just go with that. Then you're jaded about the migration of freedom lovers to New Hampshire, which is where we do our show 99% of the time. This week accepted a special batch of episodes here from Acapulco. And, you know, you cite a various few different reasons, you have people not getting along with one another, as, of course, happens in every group of people.
Yeah, absolutely.
They don't, you know, once a group gets to, you know, more than a few dozen or a couple dozen folks, it's inevitable going to have itself a schism, whether it be a religion or whether it be a political party or a migration of libertarians who, you know, turns out not everybody likes each other. And that's okay in my book. I don't see it as a negative. I see it as just a natural thing that happens. But you were critical of the successes within the Free State Project as far as the movers getting here and getting active.
Well, I don't think that you can call moving people to a location and getting people elected a success.
Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, you can have whatever kind of critique or rather criteria that you want about that, but I think most people would tell you getting libertarians elected, even if it's as Republicans and Democrats, is absolutely a success. That's the kind of success they've been working so hard to achieve in the Libertarian Party for the past 40 years.
That's because they believed it was going to achieve liberty. Right? Like, that's the foregone conclusion here.
It's the beginning step of trying to change the system to be more freedom friendly.
Sure.
That's not, you don't achieve liberty overnight and you don't win elections overnight. It takes time.
You don't change the political system from the inside is the evidence.
Except that you can in New Hampshire. I mean, you actually can have an impact on the things that happen here.
Some things have been achieved by the Free State Project. There's a good list of them.
There's a long list.
Well, I wouldn't say that. Let me retract that statement. Some successes have been achieved since the Free State Project has picked New Hampshire as its location.
And many
so, for instance, we could say that concealed carry occurred since the Free State Project came around, so you could say that's a success for the Free State Project, except that it happened in South Dakota recently, too, and the Free State Project isn't there, so that would be, I don't know, ludicrous for the Free State Project to be accredited in any way, shape, or form with concealed carry.
Well, did they have a role in it? I would say there were some free state or state reps that absolutely had a role.
Sure, they voted, but did they? Were they the margin that made the difference? And I don't know the answer to that.
That's right, because you don't do a lot of the research to know this. You just
do you know the answer?
Your butt hurt about it.
No,
I do have an article here by the union leader about the Free State Project's recent event that just wrapped up yesterday.
They were successful
Manchester.
In throwing the Liberty Forum, an event that steadily. Decreased since we were helping them.
You don't know that. You don't know how many people attended the Liberty Forum this year. So
I don't know this time, but I know that they've had some real bad goes.
Well, you know, Ken, just because you have a personal disagreement with some of the people who've run the Free State Project doesn't mean that it wasn't a success. Doesn't mean that they haven't accomplished their goals. A few dozen people, they say here, this is the union leader's David Lane, sat scattered throughout the ballroom of the Doubletree Hotel Friday morning for a presentation.
What did he say? Can you say that again?
A few dozen people.
A few dozen people, all right.
Yeah, that's not uncommon for a morning presentation at a convention. It's hard to get people out of bed. For a presentation titled, quote, How to Inject Unprecedented Momentum into the Liberty Movement. The problem, suggested Speaker Gret Glier, the CEO of a humanitarian crowdfunding website, is that logical arguments aren't enough to persuade most people that deregulation and free market capitalism also benefit the poor. They need an emotional argument. They need to see role models. Quote, be the example of showing personal generosity to people in need. That's my suggestion about how we can inject unprecedented momentum into the Liberty Movement, he said at the end of his talk, which was part of the Free State Project's annual three-day Liberty Forum. And I agree. I mean, this is one of the critiques that I think is very valid towards libertarians, and that is they come off as callous. They come off as uncaring. They come off as all about me, and, not interested in helping their neighbors. And it's not true, but it's just some of them give that impression.
Right. And, well, when the libertarians have done things like Shire Sharing, which was put up by a Liberty rep that has now gone Democrat on us.
Not just that, but it gone anti-libertarian.
Yeah. That when that was done, it was all, all we got out of it. It was hard to get good press out of it because then they're like, you're just doing this to get good press. Well, I mean, doing it to help people. And frankly, I did it in Keene. Mm-hmm. And I got to say that those people, I drove a crappier car to come deliver turkeys to people with nicer cars, and in many cases, nicer houses who seemed not particularly grateful. I felt like it was, as a callous libertarian, I got to say that I won't be doing, I didn't do it again the next year.
Well, don't worry, that organization fell apart, but that's a whole other, as I understand it, that's a whole other story, and that has to do more with people, again, having issues with one another and not getting along, and people, blame libertarians for that, but the fact is it's true everywhere. It's just true of human beings.
It's the human being aspect that really bothers me. Somehow I have to go and do something I'm not as good at, which is, the social welfare programs and hand out things for charity that really don't benefit people in order to look good so that people will listen to my message. My message is good, and if people don't listen to logic and reason, then the problem is people, not logic and reason.
Well, this is kind of jaded, callous attitude I would expect out of you. So going on here, more than a decade ago, the Free State Project set out to create a libertarian role model out of New Hampshire. By securing commitments from 20,000 like-minded people to move to the Granite State, the group planned to kick off a coordinated migration that would reshape the state in its image. But 3 years after hitting the 20,000 signatory mark, which triggered the mass move, the Free State Project...
that's not true. Well, it triggered the mass move, but they had 5 years to do it. So there's two more years.
They're going to get to that. Yeah. Anyway, currently counts 4,392 free staters in New Hampshire, about half of which already lived here. The move, which officially began February 3rd of 2016, is supposed to be completed by 2021. Quote, I think success is a continuum. We've had some important successes, and I think the movement will continue to grow, but I'd certainly had hoped it would grow faster, said Jason Sorens, whose 2001 essay in a libertarian web journal led to the founding of the Free State Project. He said
now,
further,
the point that I agree completely with Jason here is that there have been successes, and I'd hoped that successes would come more quickly. I'm of the opinion that it's in fact the successes that will doom the Free State Project entirely. If, in fact, libertarians get enough numbers here to have a legislative effect that makes New Hampshire the freest place in the Northeast, which it currently is, but free enough that businesses begin to come there, prosperity begins to bloom, people begin to make more money, you'll see things like higher birth rate, lower infant mortality rates, higher longevity, things like that. Once that occurs, well, then everybody else is going to move here, and they're going to vote the same old way.
Yeah, you're just a negative Nancy and paranoid.
We have some good news. The indictments against Ross Ulbricht in the District of Maryland were dismissed with prejudice, meaning they can never be refiled. This is especially good because those indictments contain the only charge ever made that Ross engaged in murder for hire. This was a serious allegation that Ross Ulbricht denies. It was never prosecuted or ruled on by a jury, but was trumpeted by the federal government and the media as if it were proven fact. The Maryland court held these indictments for almost 5 years, poisoning Ross's case and leaving him under a cloud of unproven allegations. As explained in Ross's appeal to the Supreme Court, the fact that the judge used these allegations to give Ross a draconian sentence of double life without parole violated his Sixth Amendment right to a jury trial. Judges are required to issue sentences based on convictions decided by a jury, not unproven allegations, never even charged at trial. Although this is a positive development, the dropped indictment will not set Ross free. Now, a presidential pardon is Ross's only hope of freedom. Sign the petition at FreeRoss.org. FreeRoss.org.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover June, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You dial in toll free to join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE. You can also join us online over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features there. They're totally free. Once again, freetalklive.com. We're talking with Negative Nancy here. Mark Edge is in the studio with me. I'm Ian Freeman. You are pretty burned out. You don't like the words burned out. Jaded.
I don't think I'm burned out.
You're
Ian,
jaded.
I just went to some super secret libertarian conference to hunt down the best place for people to go to find liberty. I'm not burned out.
All right.
I just realized.
You're jaded.
No, okay.
And you just told me that if the Free State Project is successful, it will lead to its own downfall if it were successful.
That's
which is total, you know, Negative Nancyism.
Well, look,
right there.
The founder of the Free State Project, who came up with this idea as like a college student, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's write this essay. And I'm not saying that it wasn't the best idea.
And it became the most successful migration for libertarians that
most
has ever
existed.
Most
successful does not indicate success.
Except it has been a success. They've been elected, which libertarians have never done in the history of the Libertarian Party. They've never gotten this level of electoral success.
I'm looking at a chart here on Fee's website, which shows New Hampshire in the last, let's see, from 2000 to 2016 has become less free.
Well, Jason Sorens, who also works for Cato Institute with his Freedom in the 50 States. Freedom in the 50 States says New Hampshire is one of the top 10 most improved states. Maybe that's in the last 2 years or something like that.
Perhaps.
So, you know, numbers are different depending on how you look at them. If you're looking at 16 years versus the last two, he said in an interview with Vin Armani, who's one of our hosts, who, by the way, did 15 hours of live broadcast from the Liberty Forum this weekend.
That's awesome.
I posted the archive videos over
at Freekeen. Doesn't make New Hampshire successful, but
Freekeen.com.
It's awesome.
It's a success. You attracted Vin Armani. He's a great guy, smart dude. The thing is, Mark, first of all, you believe success would lead to failure. So, I mean, just how do you even argue against that if that's
what you believe?
No.
Hold on just a second. Look, I can design, you know, like, if the Free State Project attracted enough people quickly enough.
Yeah.
But it didn't. Mm-hmm. And then they extended the time frame. And then it didn't again.
Because it's hard to move people.
It is. It absolutely is. And I'm not saying that Free State Project isn't the most successful project at the idea of doing something very hard, which is to move libertarians to one location. But then what happens when they all get there? Well, I mean,
different things happen.
The vast majority of them really don't do much to make things happen. And then,
that's the 80-20 rule. It's always in effect.
It sure is.
So that shouldn't be a surprise to anyone.
It's
nothing to get upset about. It really is nothing to be mad about.
Ian, I'm upset that you don't seem to understand that I'm frustrated with doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results.
We're not doing the same thing.
Yeah,
new people are moving all the time. We just had a new couple move into Keene just 2 weeks ago. And they seem like very cool folks. I'm glad that we have
New Hampshire's
them there.
The best place in the world.
And the more
libertarians, hang out with libertarians, talk about libertarian stuff, complain about the government, and then perhaps fight a few bureaucrats.
It's a very very jaded viewpoint. It's also the best place to go if you want to actually use cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
And the reason for that is because of the libertarians who've moved there and made it into the crypto mecca.
Absolutely.
Made Keene and Portsmouth into the crypto mecca. In fact, 100%. Our buddy Derek J. Freeman's going to be coming in this week. I'm sure we're going to talk to him all about that. But going on here with what Jason Sorens had to say, he says, quote, "We've seen the move rate significantly increase over the last year, but we're still not seeing movers at the rate we would need to see," unquote. One thing was clear from the Liberty Forum. This is, by the way, the union leader story this year. One thing was clear, he said, the author says, "While the numbers are anemic, the people who've moved are a passionate and motivated vanguard."
It's true.
One recent immigrant to the state from Ohio, Gabby Maylock, moved in July after completing her graduate degree at Ohio University, where she studied unschooling, a form of homeschooling that allows the student to decide what they study. An anarchist pedagogy, which I don't know what that word means. I don't have a dictionary in front of me. She spoke on new, but smart people here, Mark, better moving. Spoke on a new movers panel that included Dennis Pratt, a prolific libertarian blogger who came from Massachusetts.
A method of practice or teaching, especially as an academic subject or theoretical concept.
Thanks for that. Elliot Axelman, who hosted a radio show when he lived in New York City and now runs a libertarian website. Axelman said, on the panel, quote, "That's pretty much what I do with all my life when I'm at home. I realize the country's over. New York City can't be saved. Will my grandkids have freedom? Not in America. In New Hampshire, maybe," unquote.
So he's looking for New Hampshire to secede, which is another one of these sort of pipe dreams.
That's
that
not clear from what he said, but maybe he's a secessionist.
Not in America.
Critics of the
New
project
Hampshire.
Don't believe it'll ever attract 20,000 libertarians, but they acknowledge that those who have come have wielded an outsized influence. Now, this is a quote from Sean Jasper, who's the state's commissioner of agriculture and former speaker of the New Hampshire
former
House.
Speaker of the House,
He says, quote, "They've gotten very involved in the party apparatus in terms of running for delegates and setting the party agenda." And I think he's referring to the Republicans there. The Hudson Republican recalled that after several libertarian candidates from Manchester called for secession from the nation several years ago, the state GOP issued no comment in response. He said, quote, "I don't think they're going to get that many people in, but the thing about the people involved in the Free State Project, and I'll give them credit for this, they are very, very active in politics, so their influence far outpaces their numbers," unquote.
I will agree.
And that's somebody who's in politics, who's seeing that from the outside. He's saying these people have a large influence compared to the numbers that they represent. And that was the intention of Sorens behind the Free State Project, was to point out activists aren't just people who happen to move somewhere. These are people who have the intention of coming to a place and making it better for freedom. And they are making that impact. And you've got somebody who's on the outside who's looking at it saying, yeah, there's no doubt these people are disproportionate to their numbers, way more influential than anybody else.
What happens is that people move, people get involved, and then at some point or another they get burned out, as you say.
They find
that all the energy that they put results in very, very little, because the political system's designed
to
be extraordinarily frustrating.
No doubt.
And it takes a very special personality to stick in there, you know, year in,
but the good
year
news
out.
Is we're attracting those personalities
very
here, and there's
of
numbers
them.
Of them. They're growing over time. Now, some leave, but that's just the natural, you know, flows of life. More here from the union leader. The FSP is a nonprofit organization, not a political party, but the state's liberty movement counts more than 30 members of the legislature among its ranks. And Get Involved PAC, which seeks to recruit candidates, financially supported 78 different campaigns in the 2018 elections, albeit in small amounts. Mirav Yakov, who moved to Manchester from Colorado 8 years ago and runs the PAC, says the first question she asks any potential Free Staters is where they want to live. The second question is whether they'll run for office. While the blue wave saw that Democrats take control of the state Senate and House in the last election, and it was a huge disappointment to many libertarians, the Liberty Caucus actually gained seats and power within the Republican minority, said Herschel Nunez, who's a state representative from Pelham. He says, quote, that group of people have a voice. This is the first year that I've noticed the Republican leaders have asked liberty legislators to be policy advisors. In fact, some of these legislators have been on now for multiple terms, as a matter of fact, and they have gotten into some very influential positions within the state government. Among its political accomplishments, the movement counts legislation that curtailed civil asset forfeiture at the state level and a separate bill that allowed anyone to purchase the overdose-reversing drug Narcan. And that was filed by a Free State Project participant, who happens to be the lady who turned into a leftist, but that's another story.
Right.
One of the driving forces behind the Free State Project was the frustrating results for libertarians seeking statewide national office, and then they go into the disappointing results for a recent gubernatorial candidate and some of the statewide upsets. Rachel Goldsmith, who is the executive director, says, quote, I think the long-term project is still the same. We want to create a community in New Hampshire that acknowledges, recognizes, and promotes the power of personal choice. The organization is starting a podcast-based campaign to ramp up recruiting, she says, and Sorens, who's on the FSP board, added there are several plans in the works that the group isn't ready to announce yet. He says, quote, our most significant focus right now fundraising. I think if we're going to build on our momentum and achieve the kind of movement numbers that we consider acceptable, then we would need to scale that up.
How much money are you going to give to the Free State Project this year?
I actually gave them 100, or was it 50 bucks the other day? They're the producers of the 101 Reasons film. I'm one of the co-producers.
That's not the Free State Project.
You didn't let me finish my statement. The producers of the 101 Reasons film, myself, I'm a co-producer along with Vince Perfetto and another couple. Mark Warden was one of them, the Porcupine Realtor. Vince asked us to come together and support this podcast project because he's heading it up. So this isn't the Free State Project that's heading this up.
Yep.
It's the guy who made the 101 Reasons.
Basically who finished up the 20,000 number two.
He's a killer activist. He's a great guy. And he happens to actually be outside of New Hampshire for the last couple of years. He's been traveling over in, I think, Asia. But anyway, he asked us to support his project as sort of I kind of came up with the idea of supporting it as a group because he asked me personally. And I was like, well, I'd feel more comfortable supporting this project if the other co-producers were on board with doing it. So me and Mark Warden and Vince, we threw in, you know, a little bit of money together to help support their podcast advertisements, which, you know, I've got my disagreements with the Free State Project, but I don't hold a grudge, and I still think they're one of the most important movements and migrations that we've ever seen, even if you're jaded and cynical about it, Mark. The fact is, we've got new people moving all the time, and there's a lot of really exciting
things
happening.
There are a lot of new people moving, Ian, but that doesn't mean that anything's going to work. And
it's already working.
I've been watching it for 12 years.
You've been sequestering yourself away from this community. You live out in the middle of
nowhere. Because they're a-holes to each other all the time.
Well, maybe they're a-holes to some people, but I've still got friends, and you can be as alone in this movement as you want to be, and you can be as surrounded in this movement as you
want to
be.
Something that works. And
we're back tomorrow. I see that.
To take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.